Let us pray.
Gracious God, as we hear your word, may we hear and receive and feel the comfort they offer. May we know the joy and the hope of your eternal love. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. One of the joys about getting a Kindle for your birthday is you get to get books very quickly after they're published in the comfort of your own home. And Bill Cosby last Tuesday had a book published. It's entitled, I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was. And in this, he has short and longer things that he's just kind of thought about over his 73 years. And he writes a short message to grooms. He says, think about having your mother and not her father escort your bride down the aisle. When you turn around and watch them approach, you will be able to see your whole life coming at you. Your mother, that dear, lovely woman who saved everything while you were growing up. Trophies, school papers, drawings, everything you ever did. Walking with the woman who, as time goes by, will throw all of these things out. You know, we accumulate because it does help us to believe that we were loved or someone else was loved, that we cared, that we mattered. If not us, at least our mothers. But deep down we all will say we love it. It means that we counted, that we were appreciated for being. And I think all of us, to a certain degree, can think of someone, someones, who made us feel that we had a reason for existing. We had a purpose for being. But the opposite is true as well. And sometimes life takes us into the dark places. I've shared with you before that when my grandmother descended into the darkness of Alzheimer's, it felt like that whole part of my life never existed. It was just gone. I didn't matter, although I know I did. But it was that hard feeling. Today we heard from Revelation. The people who heard John of Patmos share the vision of the book of Revelation were people who were really seriously doubting that they mattered to anybody. They were under great persecution. They were being made to feel that they were worse than nothing. And imagine how the words of Revelation must have given them the hope, the courage to go on living. And the author of 1 John says the same thing to us. We are children of God. We matter to God. I don't know that God is saving our trophies and things like that. Or maybe in God's speak, it would be brownie points. But we know because of 1 John, we matter to God. I love how Eugene Peterson, the author of the Bible paraphrase, The Message, translates that first verse of our passage from the first letter of John. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously. Because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. The world doesn't recognize who he is, who we are. And if we let it, that kind of thinking can really cause despair in our lives. You know, I spent the first 11 years of my life next to the big city cemetery in Indiana. I spent a lot of time walking in that cemetery, playing in that cemetery, being chased in that cemetery. And even now that when I go back, I walk through it, not just to visit the graves of my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, but also of people I knew. I did it last September when I was back for a weekend. And in many ways, I'm aware that tombstones are that last effort by people or their children to be remembered. Their names and their dates are in granite, in bronze. And yet, there is also in the world today a prevalent practice, especially in Northern and Eastern Europe, of anonymous burial. People are buried with no headstones. And it seems that this has grown somewhat over the years, 43% in Eastern Germany, 90% in Denmark. Apparently, people are doing this because they see their lives as meaningless and therefore have no desire to be remembered after they die. And so we have both the anonymous and that last hard effort to be remembered. Granted, most of us will never reach the level of being remembered like some of our sports, entertainment, and political celebrities. But that doesn't mean we're not going to be remembered. Even the smallest acts of kindness can be remembered. When Jesus fed the 5,000, who do we remember? That little boy who had several loaves of bread and a couple of fish. He and countless others like him are remembered for doing at that time what was the most loving and faithful thing they could do. And the authors of Revelation and 1 John assure us that when we do these kinds of things, we will be remembered by the one who counts above all else. It is the ones who stood strong in the face of opposition and loved with a great love that are standing before the throne of the Lamb. All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday is about God's remembering God's children. It's about God knowing that God will remember our smallest deeds of love, of kindness, of our sharing and our generosity, of our giving hope. Thus, even though no one may save our trophies and drawings and school papers, God saves a place for us at the great banquet. That's what this meal is all about. It's the precursor to the great banquet. And we are reminded and given refreshed and given hope in that love that saves that place for us and has that place for us at Christ's table. And therefore we know that we are remembered. This table is a sign of God's remembering us. May we all feel it. May we all know it. May we all believe it. Thanks be to the Almighty God who was, who is, and who will be forever. Amen.